Good morning, Seamus Toomey. Let's talk about what's happening in Wrigleyville.
Good morning, Bob. Boy, what a tough act to follow with Joseph in Ukraine. What an inspiring guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
We'll be slightly less important news coming from outside in Chicago, but a bunch of different things that are happening as the weather warms up for people to get out and about in Wrigleyville. Anyone that's been to Wrigley Field in the last couple of years is probably taken aback by all the development around there. But one of the things that really is useful for the public is the park. Just on the third base side of the ballpark on the outside. They call it Gallagher Way, and it's really just they built a new park there, and they're going to start hosting a bunch of different free events for the public that are really kind of catered to just about anyone. They're going to be doing movies spread out all throughout the summer. The Music Box is teaming up with the Cubs to host free movies out there, and all the restaurants and bars there will be out serving. They're going to be doing Wiggle Worms for the Old Town School of Folk Music, where your toddlers can sing along. Those are going to be Thursday mornings. This is all starting in about May 10th. French Market will be out there. So just lots of things that they're really trying to use the space for the public to come out there and enjoy it as the weather warms up.
Right next door to Wrigley Field. Good to know. The Merchandise Mart's going to be looking different. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the Merchandise Mart, they figured out a couple years ago that it works as a pretty good projection screen. It used to be one of the biggest buildings in the world. Used to be the biggest, and they've found a way to use multiple projectors to project images onto the south face of it, the side that faces the Chicago River. So, beginning next Friday at 8:30. They have a selection of 8 different paintings that Chicago Public Schools students have done, all self-portraits. They sort of won a contest, and they're going to start projecting these paintings up on the Merchandise Mart, and we're talking huge, 20 stories high. So if you're downtown beginning next Friday, and it's going to run through May 4th, and don't be freaked out, that's what's going on the side of the building. You're not seeing things, that's really happening.
Yeah, I've seen some of those shows from across the river. They are spectacular. And finally, the new birdhouses in Lincoln Park.
Breaking bird news.
Yep.
This one's really fun, and you really need to see the photos to really appreciate it. But in Lincoln Park, right by the farm in the zoo, right at 1911 North Stockton, two artists were commissioned to help out a dying oak tree, kind of give it a second life here as it's in its final years. They've installed 190 bird houses that are about the size of a shoebox. So you can only imagine what 190 in one tree looks like, but it's kind of fun. It's whimsical. The folks that are walking through the park that spot it out of the blue have been posting pictures of it online and just really saying, like, this sure brightened up my day. And and of all the birds that are moving into it, I'm sure they're happy as well. We also hear there's a squirrel that's taking up residence. So he's a lucky guy.
Keep us posted on those animal stories. Have a good weekend, Seamus. There's more at blockclubchicago.org, and we'll talk to you folks next week.
Thanks, Bob.